Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The 5th annual Ohio River Lock Tour is set for this Friday out of the port of Mount Vernon, Indiana, just downstream from Evansville. It's sponsored by the Kentucky Corn Growers and Soybean Board and their counterparts in Indiana. Serving again this year as an on-board presenter is Paul Rohde, Vice President of the Waterways Council.
Once again, we're trying to spotlight the importance of the inland waterway system and how it impacts every member of the public, not just the agricultural community or the other products manufactured for movement on the river, but these are annual events that help us tell the story and show how important the river system is to everybody.
The tour boat will lock through on the river, a unique experience for those on board. Explaining the scope and reach of our inland waterways is a goal as well.
Well, the commodities moving on our 12,000 miles of commercially navigable waterways are almost $200 billion value, and that also translates to jobs.
Some of those are support roles, many directly involved in moving that cargo on the river every day.
More than 30,000 Americans employed on those boats, and almost a million other U.S. jobs are waterways dependent.
In a minute, some river challenges. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're gonna receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
'Cause you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
This Friday's river tour is designed in part to help farmers become better advocates for improvements to our river transportation infrastructure. The Waterways Council's Paul Rohde says some of the locks are many decades old.
A vast majority of our locks and dams are over their intended design use. Many of them are literally on the Register of Historic Places, and that's a real concern because we've seen a correlating increase in emergency closures as well as planned closures to do rehabilitations on them.
Rohde says the task at hand seems overwhelming, but sooner or later it has to be dealt with.
We've got $8 billion in backlog construction work in this country. That is construction of locks and dams, rehabilitation needed, and lock replacements for new construction that's been authorized by Congress but not funded yet.
There is a related bill pending in the House to move forward. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.